Good morning, this is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is K2GDQ. Good morning, and it is Friday.
A beautiful Friday so far. We have a little road trip planned for tomorrow in an overnight stay, but kind of hope tomorrow's like this. This would be a good day to start out that trip.
Yes, hold on a second. Yes, today would be a great day to start a road trip. Weather seems to be clear. I don't think we're going to get any rain. I haven't looked, but it looks beautiful outside.
So where were you positioned yesterday for the big play observation? I've seen the video. And I'm trying to think, somebody mentioned that they had seen you. Was it Vietka?
I was over by St. Mary's on the Hill, that intersection of Aurora Street and the railroad. And I ran into Ed Larrabee and Tora.
It was Eddie that mentioned that he had seen you. I knew somebody in the group mentioned that, but I couldn't remember who. How was the population, how many people showed up for that spot? Because that was one of our first thoughts, Shingler and I knew we were going to go there, but I got worried that it might be too congested, we'd have to walk a ways or park over by the, the old Save-A-Lot, and I thought, oh, we'll just cruise down Erie Street, and we'll just pull over somewhere, long stretch of road, there's got to be an open spot. Well, we were listening to W2SO talk about how congested it was getting and ended up pulling down Court Street and hung out down there. Nancy Dudas was hanging out with us, and that worked out well. My parents were on Erie Street because they live on Town Line right around the corner over there. And they thought, oh, we'll just drive over as they drove into gridlock. I guess the cops were over there shutting it down and everything. I don't know how expensive it was, but they thought they were not going to get a spot. I'm going to drop a second. And then apparently somebody pulled out on the track side of Erie, and they pulled right in and got themselves a pretty good viewing. So that worked out well for them. I think we had PCB people at least down through Two Rod.
Yeah, I heard Erie Street, and I figured Erie Street was going to be pretty packed because, like you said, it's a long stretch, and if the train runs right along it, which would have been really cool. But I'd come over from Cheektowaga. I'd gone to Mass in the morning, and so I just said, well, I was coming home, and I decided to look on Panora Street, and that was packed, and they were blocking traffic there. So then I was just going, I said, I'm just going to go see which at St. Mary's. I found a parking spot less than a block away. I walked over, and there was a fair number of people there, but they were starting to walk west down the track and east down the track to get viewing spots. And, of course, everybody had their pennies on the track.
Many of us were so disappointed that we didn't think to bring pennies. And if you remember, I was fumbling around with that scanner in the morning. All it needed was new batteries. So I popped new batteries in there when I was at work, up and running great. Get out to where we were going to park and walk up to the tracks. I brought the HT, but I didn't bring the scanner that had all the railroad frequencies in there. But listening to W2SO was very informative. That worked out well.
Yeah, I was listening to W2SO, and that worked out. By then, I'd already been there. And one guy did come up to me and said, you listen to the railroad? And I said, well, I do have the railroad frequencies in here. And I didn't hear anything. Maybe just W2SO was just a stronger signal. I don't know. But that's all I could hear. And that worked out. I'm glad I took it. I probably should have checked in. But it just seemed like it wasn't organized for some reason, which is odd for W2SL.
Yeah, I didn't, I didn't feel the need to check in either. I think they were looking to get a list of check-ins, people that are stationed at certain locations, and then as it was on the move, each of those people could give their report. Okay, it's here now, here now, here now. And when you checked in ahead of time and you told them where they were or where you were, they could put it on the map. And I guess that was the plan. I don't know if I can say whether it was organized or not. I know they went from a directed net to a non-directed, and it was still informative to listen to. I'm glad I took it with me. I know Ross was listening to the railroad, and he was saying they were, and I don't know if it's like automated announcements, you know, with their detection on the tracks, some hot box, something up with axle number, whatever. But that's not the information I was looking for. I was really just looking to find out when they were leaving. When was it coming my way? And yeah, W2SO's feed worked out well for me.
Yeah, it did. And I think I was also picking up some WA2HKS transmissions, because I know one of the guys, Carl, KE2FLX, I think he lives near there, so he was able to see the train moving when it first started. So yeah, it did work out. I've listened to the radio transmissions a couple times, and basically what you get is, you know, track number, whatever, axle count, and everything is good. And yeah, so there's really not a lot of information there.
All in all, I'm glad I have a nice enough boss that allowed me to, I just took an early lunch. I know some people are, what's the word I'm looking for, they have a more flexible schedule, even the people that we work with. Some people work from home whenever they want or more often than not. I'm normally in the building. Almost always in the building. I don't think I've taken time off since, you know, to work from home. I don't want to say since like COVID, but maybe if I was sick or something. I think I've even, if I take my computer home and I'm not feeling well tomorrow, might if I just work from home. I've done that kind of stuff, but it's not a regular occurrence. Like, it's a Friday, I'm just going to work from home. I don't have that. I don't have that type of workload, but, I'm glad Bill was agreeable to it, and that was cool. So, I'm glad I got to see it while it was rolling through.
Yeah, I was really glad I got a chance to see it. I was kind of concerned that I wasn't, because I had some other things to do at around 11:30. I thought, oh my God, it's going to take forever for this train to come through, and it didn't. It really worked out. I would have loved to have brought the grandkids, but it was the twins, it was their birthday yesterday. So they had some special things going on in school, and being in Orchard Park to get them up here, and then, you know, it just, obviously the logistics wouldn't have worked out, but that would have been cool. But I got a chance to see it, so I have a video I can show them. You took some really good pictures, Travis. I got to admit, those are really good pictures.
Appreciate that. The original one sort of, just the still sort of sucked. But then I took the video. First of all, I added in a couple pictures that Julia captured, and those were nice. I asked her if I could add those in. And then I took the video and I took stills out of that, and I was happy with some of those pictures. So nice to have that record for myself. And it looks like Jeff has joined us, and it's probably a good time for me to ID. This is KGPCB.
Good morning, KC2NVM. How are we all doing today?
Pretty good. We were just chatting about our train spotting experiences from yesterday, and I wonder if it's going to increase the attendance I got at the Attica Arcade Railroad, which would be something for you guys to do, Brad, if you've never done that before. Because then it's a, you know, slow boarding, you get to look at the train, even when they get out to the turnaround spot, you get to look at the train and watch them move the engine to the other end of the train, not to mention you ride it. So I think for a more immersive experience, that might be better for the kids.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. We actually did that last year for their birthday. We did do a train ride. The kids rode the train. They got train whistles. We actually had coolers with ice cream treats. So when we got to the turnaround, we had ice cream treats and then rode the train back. So, yeah, we did that. That was really cool.
We did the Thomas the Train ride probably 11 years ago. I think Zoe was 3. It was fantastic.
It's funny. I was telling you how we forgot to bring our pennies. I left the scanner in the truck with the railroad frequencies programmed in. I also neglected to bring my train whistle that I 3D printed.
Jeff, where is Thomas the Train? Is that still something that's active?
It was at the same train place you guys were at. Was it Medina or whatever the local kid train thing is? It was a national tour that Thomas was on, and we got tickets and did that. I don't know if it's still active or not.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to also look that up to see. See if it's still active, but that would be cool to take them to that. Addison really likes, he does like trains. I don't, a lot of kids seem to like trains for some reason. I'm trying to remember, did I like trains when I was that age? I don't know. What about you guys?
I've always been a train guy. When I was a kid, parents were divorced, mother remarried, and my stepfather was in the New York Army National Guard. And we ended up getting, or he got a job in Saugerties, New York, which is like 80 miles south of Albany. So several times a year, I'd get put on a train at Albany Rensselaer and come into Buffalo to visit my father and my brother and all the rest of the family, and then get back on the train and go back to Albany Rensselaer, back to Kingston, Saugerties area. So I got to ride the Amtrak all the time, and it was just absolutely fantastic. I did it. I was on by myself, which was even better, but I travel well.
That's something that I've wanted to do at different times, and then I think, no, it's not worth it, would be to take the Amtrak down to, say, Syracuse and back.
That would be a fun trip. My mother, when she was a kid, her father, my grandfather, was part of the railroad. He was a conductor. And so they would go down to New York City all the time, like wait or get on the train at like 6 o'clock at night, ride it all the way to New York City, spend a day in New York City, and then back on the train, come home for the weekend. She said it was always kind of fun.
To watch for those. But I'm going to run at 6:47. I'm definitely behind, and I'll catch you guys later. If I don't talk to you, enjoy your weekend. This is K2PCB.
All right, KC2NVM, 73's clear.
This is KE2GDQ,